Hope you're enjoying those songs commemorating or marking Australia Day. Certainly we're having a good time in the studio here. Now, our next segment is from our regular correspondent, Danielle Wilton from Culinary Travel, publishers Smudge. She and her team have their fingers on the pulse of Melbourne, especially when it comes to the city's food, beverage and new culinary experiences.
What's new in Melbourne in the food and the dining scene? What have you discovered over the past few weeks?
There's a lot happening at the moment, as there always is. We've got a really nice little cocktail and wine bar that's opened in Carlton.
Right.
So, on Rathdown Street. So it's a beautiful little venue, perfect for an intimate date night out. But the wine list is sensational. So they do all their food pairings and wine pairings together. So, it's a good, nice one to head down to.
I think Rathdown's a bit of a sleeper. A lot of people head to Lygon Street and forget about some of the other streets in Carlton. And
I know.
And it's a nice leafy street too, as I recall, or certainly
it's
parts
beautiful.
Of it are. Yeah.
So, yeah, I love it down there.
It's only just opened recently, has it?
Yeah, it opened about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, and the name again was?
Henry Sugar.
What a great name.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's by the short story by Roald Dahl.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that particular short story, but it sounds like a good story anyway. And if it's as good as your team suggests, then definitely worth a visit. Okay,
definitely.
So that's a good starting point. What else have we got?
So new cafe and restaurant has just opened up on Chapel Street. Its name is Abacus, and it is right near the Paran Market. So a good one to go to if you've done all your shopping in the morning and head over for a coffee or lunch or even a nice cocktail or wine in the afternoon.
Okay, and they can add up your bill pretty well there, can they?
Yes.
In Abacus. I tell you, I could give you one in Chapel Street. I don't know, are you familiar with Tommy Ruff?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay.
Here you go.
I'll tell you quickly. Tommy Ruff is a fish and chip shop, I suppose you'd put it, but it's restaurant style. And there's one in Elstonwick and there's one in Mordialloc. And it started by a guy that I used to deal with years and years ago in South Melbourne. The Blue Dolphin was a terrific fish shop in Clarendon Street, South Melbourne. Well, he's now opened, I think that one's gone, but he's opened these other two. And the third one is in Chapel Street.
Oh, beautiful.
Tommy Ruff is the name of a fish they catch in South Australia. It's a little herring. They're very nice eating. And they're not known at all in Victoria, as far as I'm aware, but that's what he chose to name it. And the staff there are terrific. We've been to both restaurants in Elstonwick and Mordialloc.
Yep.
The staff are fabulous, and the food is great. The fish and chips are always full, draws a crowd. So maybe check that one out.
They
do lunch and they do dinner. So there you go.
Good.
All right. So what else have you got?
Always need more fish and chip shops.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah. So another really cool event that's going on at the moment is the Queen Vic Night Market. They're happening. So for the rest of the summer, they're on every Wednesday night from 5 to 10 p.m.
Okay. And there are restaurants there. Is that right?
Yep. So they've got lots of restaurants. It's really fun to head down after work. There's lots of people, there's music and lots of drinks and food and, it's a good one.
So they clear out one of the big fruit and vegetable sheds for that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and they just chuck a whole heap of tables down and everyone just, sits down or wanders around and, it's a great night.
So are the restaurants pop-up style, Danny, or they already exist?
They're all pop-up.
They're
so
all pop-up, okay.
You've got some Parco trucks down there and, just little stalls. It's great.
I used to like White Guy Cooks Thai.
Oh, yeah.
If he'll be there, I'm there if he's there.
Yeah, he's good. We've also got a little competition running around that at the moment on Smudge Eat. So if you go on to smudgeeats.com.au, you can win a VIP night there for 14 friends.
Wow.
So, so the Queen Vic Markets are giving out, they've given us to give away a $500 voucher for someone and 14 friends.
Okay.
So,
well, that'd probably get you through the entree and into Bain.
Yeah, and a few drinks.
I hope. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
That does sound good. Now, have you got any other things?
I think that's probably it about for now.
Okay. What I want to ask you about, though, is I noticed on your website the other day You've now got e-books that you are publishing. So, they look like they're a derivative of some of your large coffee table books. Tell me about the e-books.
Yeah, so the e-books are a really good addition. We've got around 30 to 35 on there now, and it's just going to keep growing.
Right.
So what we've done with our e-books is chop them up into little sections.
Right.
And so, for example, with our Flavours of Victoria book, we've chopped it up into each region. So we've got the High Country, the Mornington, the Yarra Valley. I think there's five of them. And, they're only $4, and they're great to put on your phone or on your iPad and take with you in the car, travel around.
Okay, so do they work on both Android and Apple operating systems?
Yeah, you just download them as a PDF, and they go into your iBook.
Okay, that sounds good, or whatever the Android equivalent of that is.
Yeah,
I think it might just
I'm not sure what the Android
might be the PDF reader. Okay. Well, that sounds good, and you know the coffee table books are great, but they're not pocketable, are they?
No, they're lovely to sit on your table, and they're beautiful to flick through. But then the e-book is just nice to have on your phone.
Yeah,
and now it's handy in your pocket.
You've covered Victoria. You talk about Flavours of Victoria, but I imagine you've done this in other states as well, have you?
Yeah, so at the moment we've got all of our New South Wales content on there as well. So
yep.
I think there's 6 ebooks for New South Wales regionally. And then we've also got our Bali sections on there.
Right.
And we've also got our little city guides on there. They're a little bit more expensive because they're a bit more thorough and more pages. And they're $8.
Okay, and the city guide basically, what is the CBD or broader than that?
So it's the whole of Melbourne, but it's divided up into coffee, eat and drink.
Okay.
So, yeah, it gives you all the coffee shops, all the restaurants and all the cafes and then all the bars.
Well, the good oil in a easily digestible form. That's a good idea,
exactly.
Danny. Fantastic. All right.
Yeah, they're going really well.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that and good that you're thinking laterally in terms of what can we do with all this fantastic content we're generating
at
Smudge.
Exactly. There's so much.
Yeah, and
great.
You've got some new big books on the way too, I imagine.
Yeah, we do. We're about to publish our second Flavours of Sydney book.
Right, that's an update, is it?
Yeah, it's a full update.
Right.
So it will be launched for Mother's Day.
Okay.
And then we've got another specialty coffee book for Melbourne coming out. So a full update on that, because the cafes just change all the time. So
got to
update it.
Jeanette sent me, your mother sent me the original coffee book, which I thought was fantastic. To have it updated, because they do change, I think that's a great idea.
Do.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Daniel,
so I'll
we'll
send you another copy over.
Oh, we'll talk about it on air if you do that.
Good.
Okay. Danny, thanks very much for talking to us today, and we'll look forward to chatting to you again next month.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Danielle Wilton with Graham Camlow.